Family Seasons, Lesson 3, Preparing for Change. Change is a fact, a part of every existence. And we have to learn to face changes in the right way. Unprepared. Sometimes we experience in our life situations where we discover, oh, I'm not prepared for that. It happened. And normally, when you are not prepared for something, you act unwisely. And if you can look ahead in advance and you can prepare for something, then you can act in a wise way, isn't it? The Apostle Paul, in his letter to the Corinthians, in his first letter in chapter 10, he reminds the people, the followers of Jesus, about the people in Israel in the desert for 40 years and about the mistakes they made. They made wrong choices and then they had to suffer for the wrong choices. And Paul admonishes them, make it better. Do not repeat the same mistakes. Act wisely. So, what other stories do we have? In the early church, widows, orphans who became Christians were thrown out of the Jewish families and they didn't have anything to eat. So the church took care of them and they helped each other with food and shelter. But after some time it became difficult. And Barnabas, one of the disciples, he sold the area of land he possessed and his property. And when he got the money, he gave it to the apostles, all the money. In the early church, the members, wow! They were surprised. And a couple, Ananias and Sapphira, they saw how Barnabas was praised for that. And they wanted to get this praise as well. Now, in repeating this honor, trying to get the same honor, they sold their property as well. And they got a huge sum. And then they had it in their hands, the money. They felt the weight of the coins. Wow. It was something interesting. Well, should we really give the whole amount to the apostles? Let's say some part of it. Okay. But the honor, it would be fine to get all the honor, like Barnabas. He gave everything. Yeah, we could say it is everything. It is the whole amount which we got for our property. But it's a lie, isn't it? Of course. But I do not know. Huh? So we have something in reserve and get the honor as well. Two elements at the same time. That's how we are going to act. Cheating. Ananias appears in front of the apostles, presenting the coins. Look how generous we are. And Peter got an information from heaven and asked a question. Is this the whole sum? Is this the full amount? Of course it is. Why do you act like this? Why are you cheating? Heart attack. Dead. The young man took him. He was buried in the ground. His wife, knowing nothing about all these facts, wondered, why hasn't he come home again? So she appears in front of the apostles. The same question. Is this the full amount you got for your property? Of course. She is a hypocrite in the same way as her husband. They act in unity. And Peter must tell her. Ah, here they come, the young men who have buried your husband. Now she gets a heart attack. Afterwards, we do not hear that anyone wanted to cheat the apostles or the early church. Preparing for marriage. Many young people, young adults, get excited about this theme, preparing for marriage. Wow! And they think about paradise, about heaven. What this young marriage, this young matrimony will be. And what do they experience then, if they are not prepared for marriage in their character? Then they will experience that the spouse can be unfriendly. Angry, very angry, and they discover weak points of character in the spouse, and this is something which leads to disappointment. People. Mankind is full of defects in character. So, what is the best preparation for marriage? Did you stay together with your Lord day by day, and then your character will be changed? Will be smooth. You are more attractive in your character than before because you learn of Jesus. You learn to love Him, to be with Him, and therefore the attitude towards your spouse will change. And if you go on like this, you will experience the more you trust Jesus, the more you love Him, the easier it is to live with a spouse. In Genesis 2:24 we read, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife. Leave and cleave. Interesting. And they shall be one flesh. Many experience being one flesh, but only outwardly and not inside. If they are not combined in unity, in their character, in their thinking, their aims, it will not work for a long time. Where there has been love, hate can be created. And many, many young people experience this kind of disappointment. It's in their imagination that it will be better than before with the parents living together. Oh, now I can live together with a person I have chosen. Yeah, but is the person fine in his character? Does he love God? Never ever choose someone who does not love God. And if the person loves God, does this person really love God? Or does this person only talk about the love to God? Words and deeds must be in unity, must go hand in hand. Preparing for marriage? Of course. The Lord. The time with the Lord is the best preparation for marriage. Preparing for parenting. The birth of a child will change everything. It's not so easy when there is a couple and suddenly there is another person in this family. And this person needs all the time, all the help. It's so helpless in the beginning. And it needs help every minute. So a husband can develop envy because of a baby. Because his spouse, the young mother, she takes care of the little one all the time. Has she forgotten that she has a husband? But he has a little one who needs all the time, all the power, all the energy. So, how to prepare for the time of parenting? We see in the Bible, we can have a close look at this, that the most prominent persons, the best ones on God's side, have come out of a marriage which seemed to remain childless forever. Look at Elkanah and Hannah. No child, nothing. But then she went to the high priest, to the holy temple, which was a tent at that time, and made a promise. If you, O Lord, will give me a son, I will bring him back here to this tent of tabernacle. I give it back to you. And God heard. And Samuel was born. And she really brought him. Took him by the hand, brought him there. And she saw him only once a year. the reward, she got more children afterwards. Again and again and again and again. And Samuel became one of the greatest prophets in Israel. When we think of Abraham and Sarah, they became very old till Isaac was born. A long time of preparing for parenting. And if you are bitter in your heart because you still wait, think of Zechariah and Elizabeth. They had grown old, gray hair, white hair, and they got a baby. And this long time of preparation for parenting, what came out of this? John the Baptist. So if you're still waiting, trust in the Lord. He knows. Just leave it to Him. He will act in the best way for your future. You can be sure about that. The Lord knows how much time you need for preparing for parenting. And He will give you the time you need. And you really need it. If you have more time, you will be better prepared. Preparing for old age. Moses, who at the age of 120 when he died, he writes in Psalm 19, verse 10, "The days of our lives are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they are 80 years, yet their boast is only labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away." The more years are behind you, the quicker they disappear. Isn't it like this? Quicker and quicker and quicker. When you are a pupil in school, 1 year in school, wow, that's a long time, isn't it? Once you're retired, 1 year, and the next birthday is here again. Quicker than you would like to have it. So how to prepare for old age? What is the best preparation? Starting in your youth. Preparing for the old age. It should be a habit, a daily habit, being together with the Lord. Day by day, week after week, month after month, year after year. It should be such a fine habit that you cannot live without it, that you miss something when you do not have the time with your Lord. Then you are prepared in the best way for old age, aren't you? Whenever we experience that in the morning, when we want to jump out of bed, it's not possible because pain is somewhere in our body. And yeah, it doesn't work as it should work. And we experience, I'm so stiff, and yeah, and all these kind of aspects. Then you develop a desire for a changed body. I had an interesting experience last week. So in my car, there was my father-in-law, about 90, and my grandson, 6 years of age. 6 years jumping, hopping around all the time, running to and fro, and then the 90-year-old great-grandfather of him. Slowly, in all his movements, very slowly. And the young one, he looked astonished and asked me, why does he walk in such a slow way? Why not just as a young one? Yeah, why not? Yeah, and I explained to him, the older you are, the slower you are. And he wondered how you behave when you are old. And this difference of age shows us that we need a savior who is going to change our body into a body as the angels will have it. Once I took my father to the doctors by car. He was at the age of 90 as well, as my father-in-law in the story before that. And when we stopped there at the doctor's house, I said, opened the door of the car. Come, here is the doctor's house. Come, what are you waiting for? And he smiled at me. Yeah, I would like to get off the car, but my body doesn't like it. I need time. And he smiled. And he said, I never ever would have thought that this could happen. He was a sportsman in younger years. And now he experienced that his body didn't want to do what he wanted it to do. And it's good that it happens like this. The bigger the desire for a change, for Jesus' return, when we will be like angels. Thank you, O Lord. Preparing for death. As a pastor, I experience the last time before death too often. But I learn a lot about this. When someone dies, is about to die, it's a very earnest time in life. And it shows that we have to say farewell. Farewell. All the family members, goodbye. And you are lucky if you are in harmony with all the members of your family. When they are around you, just there, looking at you, watching you, being helpless, but being there, being with you. Do everything beforehand that you are in harmony with all your members of the family. at least from your side. And we find an interesting aspect in First Book of Kings, chapter 2, when King David experienced this death coming near. In chapter 2, verse 1, we read, "Now the days of David drew nigh that he should die. And he charged Solomon his son, saying, I go the way of all the earth. Be you strong, therefore, and show yourself a man. Keep the charge of the Lord your God to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes and his commandments and his judgments and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that you may prosper in all that you do and whithersoever you turn yourself." David, experiencing death coming near, close to him, he calls his son and he encourages his son, "Be strong, stay to the commandments of the Lord, be loyal to his words, do not forget what he has written in his word, keep his commandments and you will be lucky, be a man, show yourself in the best way." Now, I've seen many people die, dying, but with different attitudes. Once I came to a dying person, he seemed to sleep. I waited till this person would open his eyes again, that I could say something to him, last words, last prayer, and I waited. The family members were around me and they waited, and after some time somebody asked me why I didn't say a single word. I said, "Yeah, well, I wait for the opening of the eyes." "Oh, they won't be opened anymore." "Why?" "Because he has already died." "What?" "I thought you evil. I thought there's a sleeping person and he was already dead. He had just died before I came. And it was like sleeping in peace, in harmony with God. And I've seen someone else. You could still see the dead body that someone wanted to fight with death. But you will be the loser anyway. Not in harmony with God. Not in peace. Be prepared for that moment long before this moment will come, that you can sleep in peace till you are resurrected by him." Summary. Preparation for marriage, for parenting, for getting old, preparation for death. It's always time you need beforehand to prepare for something. Be prepared. And the best way to be prepared is to be together with your God daily. Day by day, week by week, month after month. When Moses was at the end of his years, 120 years he lived on this planet. He collected the Israelites and he wanted to exhort them, to tell them the most important points of being together with the Lord. And he tells the Israelites in Deuteronomy 4, verse 3, your eyes have seen what the Lord did. When this happened and that happened. And he said, but you that did cleave unto the Lord your God are alive, every one of you, this day. And all the others, they had to die. During the 40 years, one after the other had to die because they hadn't trusted in the Lord, who said, come on, I will be with you. Conquer the land. They didn't dare to do it. And then they had to stay in the desert for 40 years. Till all the ones who were more than 20 of age died. So no one became older than 60 of these 20-year-olds at the time of not trusting, not being loyal to the Lord. This book of Deuteronomy is a repetition of the experiences with God, and Moses reminds his people of all the facts in the desert, what they had experienced. And Jesus quoted this book more than any other book of the Old Testament. It's interesting, isn't it? Because here are so many, many fine aspects. In 120 years, Moses got a lot of ideas how to perform life. And the most important moments, he tells them again. He said, do you remember when this happened, that happened? And how the people reacted? And what happened afterwards? And so on. And in chapter 5, the Ten Commandments are repeated. And in verse 29, we hear God sigh. Oh, that there were such a heart in them that they would fear me and keep all my commandments always. Oh, if that could happen, what would be then? That it might be well with them and with their children forever. That's God's wish. Oh, that they were such a heart in them, that they would keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them and with their children forever. That's God's wish for you. That's all. Trust him. Obey him. Study his words. Act according to these words, so that you are in the end together with all the others when Jesus appears in the clouds with all his angels, taking you to heaven forever. Amen.